This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Here to start your day with you by spending some time with God together. The only right way to start any day. You might say, well, I spend my time with God in the evening. Great. But also have a brief time in the morning. The Bible talks so often about setting your mind on things above and walking with a spiritual mindset. The best way to do that is to start your day by setting your mind on God, by listening to Him, by making sure that you are involving God in everything you do, or an even better perspective, that you are getting involved in what God wants to do in your life today. We're talking all this week on the theme of waiting for God. Why would you wait for God? Well, as Zechariah put it in Zechariah 4:6, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. You know, the things that need to happen in your life, the most important things, the spiritual things, you cannot accomplish them. Only God can. And so why should you get anxious and try to make them happen? You can't do it anyway. You need to learn to wait for God. Wait for His timing. Wait for His activity. Wait for His leading. I don't mean get stagnant in your spiritual life. Stay busy with the things that you know keep you in touch with God, that keep your spiritual life healthy so that you're sensitive to God's voice in your heart. But in terms of God's action on your behalf, you must learn to wait for Him. In Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2, the psalmist writes, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." You know, Chuck Wagner has said, "He who waits on God never waits too long." That's right. If you have learned to trust in God, to wait on Him, to trust His timing, then you will have experienced the truth of that. It might seem like you're waiting a long time when you're in the middle of it. But when God acts, when God gets involved, you look back and you say, "You were so right, God. Your timing is perfect." The more you trust God, the more you will learn how wise it is to wait for Him and trust Him. What is God doing in your life today? In what way would you wish that God would act more quickly, get involved in some way that He isn't yet? Are you trusting Him? Are you resting in the knowledge that He is taking care of you, that He always, without any exception ever in all of the history of mankind, God always takes care of those who put their trust in Him? Put your trust in God today. Bring whatever is on your heart and weighing it down, and lay it on the altar and say to God, "I'm waiting. Your timing is perfect. I'm struggling. It's not pleasant. But I'm waiting for You. I trust You." I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.